The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Chavav. Today's daf is being studied. Maybe Nishmat Mor Zekini Yosef Ben Sarav, Marat Zekinati, Yafa Bat Sara, Ve Sara, Ve Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Hashem Moshe Ben Dina, Sara, Ruhama Batahav, Sara Batahav, Ve Chamsiyon. בין אסתר אין לה נפלד ההם ופת הנפש ופת הגוף ואתם כאילו מלמה וכן ינסו ולמר אמם נגן תלעי סדף על חבב עמוד ראשון starting from the משנה on the top line וחסים שיש להם אחריות. That's another way of saying karka. That's another way of saying real estate, property. The reason why it refers to it as נחסים שיש להם אחריות is because when a person let's say borrows money a person borrows money, so the person that's lending him relies on the karka, that if he doesn't get the money back, he can always go after his karka, so he puts like his karka as a collateral, so they call it ahrayut, as she says. Shesh lem ahrayut ainu karkaot. It's a halachic way of saying karka. She ahrayut kol adam hadoveh v'anoshe b'havero alehen lefi shekayamim v'ovdim. Why does he trust it? Because it's omed. Real estate is there. It's a real property. And therefore, lefich nismachin alehim. A person lends money al da'at and he knows the guy has karka. So therefore, he said he's lending money. Okay? So therefore, how do you acquire property? That's basically the question in the Mishnah. The chasim, sheish lema harayut, nikneem, bekesef. Kesef is simple. The buyer gives money to the seller. Mishtar. That's the seller gives a document to the buyer. My field is sold to you. Okay? Uba hazaka. Hazaka, the buyer, does something to the field. He builds a fence, or he digs something, or he patches a fence. He does something physically to the field itself. Right? Good. That's the way they learn. Rashi says another way of kinyan hazaka. He says, O Daish Ametzre. That means he walks on the border. He makes a kinyan hazaka physically walking on the border of the field to demark like the borders of it, right? And therefore, that's the way he's koneh as well. She'en lay maharayut. Okay, that's regular portable items. She'en lay maharayut, movable items. En nikneem e'la bimshicha. How do you acquire the item? You got to grab it. Mishicha. Okay? Now we discuss another type of kinyan called kinyan agav. Nechasim, so because we have two different items. We have property fields that are niknit, let's say, because of shtar b'chazaka, portable items that are niknit with meshicha. Now we're going to learn that if you have a field and you make a kinyan on a field, agav the field, you can be kone the portables as well. How? Nechasim she'en lahem harayut. Which means, once I acquire the field, I'm able to acquire the portables that I want to acquire as well. This is me, Gemara's going to ask a question, do the portables have to be on the field itself? Or even portables somewhere else? But once I make a kinyan on the field, I can be kone other stuff as well. We'll see. Vezokekim. We'll see in the Gemara, really, there's no swear when it comes to karkaot. But a person will swear in Betin in certain cases on portable items. You could swear on certain monetary situations. So normally you don't swear on karkaot, but if you made a double kinyan like this, once you're swearing on the portables, it brings in, it drags the karkaot also, that you can make a swear on them as well. Okay, so we're learning two draggings over here, two agavs. Number one, you can be koneh, portables, agav the karka, and le'inyan shivua, that you can make a shivua on a portable item. We'll see the cases of shivua, and it drags the karka also into the shivua, into the swear as well. Okay, so comes the let's read Rashi. Im nechasim im machar metaltelin im karka. A person sold two things: portable items and karka. כיוון שקנה לוקח את הקרקע באחד משלושה קניינים, נקנים מטלטלין עם מוציא קוואי את הקרקע, ומטלטלין go with it. We call that קניין אגב. וזוקקים נכסים עלה להודי ספורטבל איידם שאין להם אחריות דקמאי ליבוד את הנכסים שיש להם, אף אגב דאין נשבעין על הקרקעות לבדן. What's the rule? You don't make a שבועה on קרקע alone. כשזה נפק לא בשבועות, אחד הטענות כלים בקרקעות, where the guy's claim is on two things. He has a claim against the guy, you owe me karka and you owe me kelim. Also, once he's making a shivua on the kelim, he can make a shivua as well on the... לתחייב לשבע למטל, he's חייב למחייב לשבוע, וזוקקין המטלטל את הקרקעות לשבע להן, והי זוקקין הנכסים כאלה, שאין להם אחריות, ולא בבטים. Right, the nechassim she'en na'im acharayut, which is the portables, they push the fields now to be also part of a shivua. We'll see the case in the Gemara. Oh, now we go one step at a time. The case of Minanan, how do you know a field is acquired with kesef? Nothing is taken for granted over here. How do you know, Peshut? How do you know that you can buy a field with money? Gemara's Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kera, Sadot, Be Kesef, Yiknu. Couldn't get clearer. Right? Fields are bought with kesef. Gemara says, hold it. Ve'ema adi kashtar. Maybe you need a shtar also. Maybe two things. Well, why would I think you need a shtar? Dichtikos, at the end of that pasuk, it says, Vahato uchti vechato. Let me get the exact words. Vechatov basefer vechatom. Oh, it says in the end of that pasuk, and you'll write in a sefer, meaning in a shtar, and you'll sign it. So you see what? The pasuk also refers to shtar. So maybe kesef only works when there is shtar. Gemara says, Iketayiv yiknu lebesof kedkamart. If it said the word yiknu after both kinyanim, you're right. Hashtag dikhtiv yiknu me'ikara. Now that it says yiknu initially, sadot bekesef yiknu, period. So therefore, kesef kane. Really, I'll tell you that the shtar, the kesef is the kinyan. Shtar, ra'aya be'almahu. So what is talking about shtar in that pasuk? Shtar is not making the kinyan. Shtar is just a proof of purchase. So therefore, really, the kinyan is kesef. And like I said, the shtar is a shtar ra'aya. Oh, amara, v'rav comes along and says a big hadush. Lo shanu edem kom she'en kodvim et ha'shtar. This what we said, that what you can write, that you don't need a shtar, in just case it is enough. That's in a place where they don't usually write shtarot for sales. However, but in the place where the custom is to write a shtar, lo kana hadush. There you go, according to the minhag of the place. And she says, no shtar of the kani bekaspar lechude. That which we said that kesef is alone. Elam kom she'en digilim lechtov shtar mechira. Okay, it's in a place where they don't usually write a shtar at the time of the sale. However, if they do, and you didn't write a shtar, lo kana. Why? Tashi, tekevan digilim behachi. Since that's the normal way of the people are accustomed. Lo samcha da'te de lokeyach ad denakit shtara. Which means the buyer doesn't commit himself until he gets a shtar, and therefore he can back out until that point, which is in a place where it's customary to give a shtar. So even though, let's say, the guy paid money, right, in his brain he's saying it's not consummated until I get the shtar from the seller. So therefore, in a place where the custom is to write shtarot and you didn't write the shtar, the sale is not binding. Yeah, so you need both. In case that's where at least she learns. So comes the one and says, "Ve'i parish, parish." However, if he stipulates from the beginning, he can stipulate from the beginning. Parish meaning he makes an explicit statement. What would he make the explicit statement? So Gemara tells a story. Yeah, the Rav Idi Bar Avi, like the story of Rav Idi Bar Avi. What's the story? When he would buy a field. What would he say? Amar, iba'ina kaspa ikni, iba'ina bishtar ikni. He kept his options open. He said, listen, either I want the kesef to work, or I want shtar to work. I want the benefits of both kinyanim. Now, iba'ina bikaspa ikni. If I want the kesef to be activated, the kesef, he paid money, right? it's his benefit to say the kesef is the kinyan. Why? Di ba'itu lemehedar lo matzitu adlitu. Once I pay money, now already the seller cannot back out. So if I want the kesef to work, so that locks in the seller. Once he gets the money, he can't back out. Di ba'ina, and if I want bishtara ikni, I want the shtar to be activated. What do I benefit from that? Di ba'ina lemehedar adlan abi, where I can back out until I get a shtar. I could change my mind. So therefore, you see what he used both kinyanim. Look at Ashi. V'im parish im ritzoni yikneli kaspi o yikne shtari. Right, you can make an option. So I either want the shtar to work, I want the kiss to work. She's ibaina lahachi amar tarvayu. He said, I want both to work. Why? Because he wants the advantages of both. He wants kesef to work in that sense that what once the buyer receives, once the seller receives the kesef, goodbye, sale's done. Can't back out anymore. But I want to also start to work. That's my advantage. Me. I want to, as long as I didn't get the shtar to my hand, I can back out. So that she says, "La'achi amar tarvayu shehu yachol lachzor bo, aval amocher lo yachzor ke befresh v'aziz sheim ba'am mocher lachzor yomar lo ani rotzeh sheyikneh dikasbi." Right. If the seller comes to back out, I say, no, I wanted the kesef to be the kinyan. You got your money already. Now, if the buyer wants to back out, he'll come along and say, well, I didn't get my shtar yet. So if he wants to use both kinyanim, to his advantage. V'im hu ba'al lachzor, yomar lo, eni rotze sheyeh kaspi koneh, ad sheyevo hashtar. Till the shtar is to my hands, v'chol zman shelo kabelto hashtar, yachzor bi. Good, so that's that shita. Comes the Gemara and says, v'shtar, how do you know that a field can be acquired with shtar? Mina lan, what's the source? Inim ha'mishum nechdiv uchtov, b'sefer v'chatom, v'a'ed e'edim. Right, that was the pasuk that we learned earlier. That you know, you write it on a document and sign it with witnesses. Well, we asked the question. We said that shtar in that pasuk was not talking about a shtar of kinyan. That was just talking about a shtar of proof of sale. So the Gemara says, "Elamehaka." So the pasuk says, "Va'ekach et sefer hamikna." Okay, sefer hamikna. The sefer alone makes the kinyan. That she says, "Alma yes kinyan af be sefer lebado." There's a kinyan with the sefer alone. Amar Shmuel, no, you don't need money. According to this shtar, if you're using money, you need a shtar also. But if you're using shtar, so then the shtar already sounds like it is working alone. Correct. That's the way they're learning. Yeah, mm-hmm. Alone.
Money is a confirmation.
Yeah.
No, if you use money,
shtar
is a confirmation.
If you
use money, shtar is a confirmation.
Yeah.
If you
shtar,
you
can
use money.
So comes Gemara and says, "Loshanu ela, how much? Loshanu ela b'shtar matana." Oh, this is what we said. A shtar alone is okay. That's when you're gifting somebody something. So you want the gift to be binding. So you write him a matana, you write him a shtar. This item I give you as a matana. Aval the mecher. But when it comes to a sale, I'm selling. Lo kana ad sheyiten lo damim. Oh, so you got to give the money as well. Why? That she says de lo gamar mocher umakne, because they're not gomer in their minds that the sale should be binding. Ad de mekabel damim. Va'fagav de kabel damim ba'esh tara. Right, which means even in the case where he received the damim, you need a shtar also. Like we said in the case above, where the guy says, "Listen, I want the damim and the shtar to work," so he gets both advantages. So comes out according to this Gemara, matana shtar is enough. When it comes to mechira, a sale, could be you need a shtar and the kesef. Mativ Rav Menuna. So Rav Menuna has a question. Bishtar ketsa. How do you write shtar? Katav lo al niyar or al haris. You write on a piece of paper. Haris is a piece of pottery. Afal pi she'en behem shaveh piruta. Doesn't matter. I don't care if the paper doesn't even have a shaveh piruta. Sadai mechuralach. My field is sold to you. Sadai sadi netunalach. My field is gifted to you. Harezu mechura untuna. So you see what? It's enough just to write a shtar. You don't have to give money. This bright is clearly saying you can just write sadai mechura lach. And you just said that no, when it's mechira, it's not finished till the money. Gemara says, "Hu motiv lav, hu mefarek la." He asked the question,
And he answered the question. Rabbi Menuna. Bemocher sadeu bepene ra'ata. He sold the field, as she says, it was a bad field. He's trying to unload it. As she writes, Deni ale de likneye le shtara de lokeyach ki echi de lo matzile me darbe. Which means when he's trying to unload a bad field, he wants to get rid of it immediately, which is he's not waiting for the money. He wants it to be binding once he gives the shtar, because he doesn't want the receiver to change his mind. So, which we said, the whole logic is what? The guy doesn't really give it over until he gets the money. But in this case over here, it's he gave it over already. He wants it to be finished. He wants to lock in the buyer. So when it's a bad field, and the guy's trying to sell, then shtar will work alone, because we say that the seller is gomer umekneh. Good? Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives another interpretation. Bematana bikesh litnalo. It's one case. You learned the case you're talking about sadi mechuralach, sadi netunalach. No. The case you're talking about where he gave him a gift. That's what the Gemara says. So gift, you don't have to have money. The Gemara says, ve'lama katavlo lashon mechir. So why did he write in the star sadi mechura if he was giving him a gift? To give the buyer strength. Okay, let's review. A guy gives a gift to somebody. There's no liens on gifts. Which means once a guy gives a gift, so now, let's say the guy owed money. Okay? They can't go to this guy that you gave a gift to and take the field from him. However, if you sold him the field, so then already there's liens on that. And now, if let's say the seller owed money, so they can come now along and take the field and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, what is he benefiting over here? So, look at Rashi. Rav Ashi Amar Hachmat Litin. This case over here, Benoten Matana Ma'il Vechula Hadahi Velav O Ketani. It's not two separate cases. Ela Kach VeKach Katavlo. Sadi mechura venetuna lecha liyapot et kocho sheim yigbena ba'al chov shel noten memena yashuv alav netpoa memenu damim hamefurashim. Which means what's going to happen if, let's say, the ba'al chov, the guy, the creditor of the seller, now comes along and wants to claim the field, so now he can come along and ask for his money back. If it was just a matana, he loses the field. However, if you sold it, so now the seller can come along and say, the buyer can come along and say, "Yeah, I want my money back." See, he wants to give the buyer an advantage. Again, if you just got a gift, okay, I'm repeating, got a gift. Now let's say a creditor came along and took the field away. He took it, he lost the gift. Mm-hmm. However, if you say, "I'm giving it to you as a gift, but it's going to have the advantage of a sale." Meaning, if the creditor comes and takes it away, now the buyer can come along and say, "Compensate me." So therefore, it's liapotet koho. He called the gift a sale, in order that he's guaranteed. Even if somebody takes it, I mean, if nobody take a gift. Okay, you took it away from him. They can't ask for compensation, but by calling it a mechira, so now already, if it was taken away from him, he can claim him for the money. Liapot et kohoshla mekabel. Okay?
It's not fair to the other guy to put the lien on the property. He's got claims.
Right. Well, it's always like that. Whenever you buy a field, you gotta check the status of the. But he's helping him. He's protecting money. He's saying, listen, even if it's taken away from you, you're gonna get to your. So what he did is he guaranteed the gift. That's all he did. Because normally a gift is not guaranteed. He guaranteed the gift by calling it a mechira. Okay. Comes again when I continue. Now we get to the third way to buy a field. Hazaka. Ube Hazaka. Mina lan had, you know that Hazaka is a kinyan. Amar Hiskiya Amar Kira. Veshavu be'alechem asher tefastim. Right? And you will settle in your lands that you were tofis. Right? Literally that you, exactly, that you seized. So comes Gemara and says, "Bimatefestim." Oh, how did you seize it? Bishiva, by sitting on the field. Meaning the word, the pasuk says, "Veshavu ba'arichim." You'll sit in the field. This is not the hazakah that we learned till now. Till now, we learned hazakah means you have to do something to the field, build a fence, fix the breach and stuff. Now, just the fact that you're on the field, like the Gemara says in Baba Batra, there's a certain hazakah where a person sits on the field for a certain amount of time. So everybody knows, he's been there for all this time. If somebody had a claim against the field, somebody would have ousted him. So the fact that he's there, yeshiva, that also is a sign of kinya. Deber bishmer tana, virashtem ota, vishavtem ba. That's in Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to be koneh? Bema yirashtem, how did you acquire it? Bishiva. Not the land itself, the land you don't have to acquire, the land was given to us by God. But each tribe acquired his personal chelek in the land. How? By living in it. So you see that what? Hazakah can be done even by yeshiva. Okay? Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. Portables, portable items. How do you acquire a portable item? Meshicha. Right? The buyer has to pull the item. Right? Moshech the item. Minalan. Bechiv. Except you're selling something to your friend, right? Or he bought it from the hand of his friend. Miyad liyad. So you see, portable items we're talking about over here, and it's transferred miyad liyad, hand to hand. That is the kinyan of meshicha. Good. Which is interesting. According to this, he paid money. Money is not the kinyan. Money is not koneh until the guy actually makes the kinyan. Nafka minai, he paid money and wants to back out. He can back out. They didn't make a meshicha yet. That's the kinyan from the Torah. Meshicha. Or Rabbi Yohanan, the Amar Devat Torah Ma'ot Konot. Oh, but according to Rabbi Yohanan, that says no. From the Torah law, money makes the kinyan. Once he pays, he owns it. Ma'ika lememar. So what are you going to say? Which is why did the Mishnah say meshicha? Really, the kinyan from the Torah is Ma'ot. Gemara says, Tana takanta rabbanan ketani. You're right, the Mishnah is saying rabbinically they added a kinyan of Meshicha. Why? Because they were concerned. If you're going to say that Ma'ot is konot, what's going to happen? Nobody's going to buy anything. Because what's going to happen? The guy's going to go, he's going to see his friend has product. He has a whole warehouse of goods. He says, I want to buy your goods. He says, okay, give me $1,000. He gives him $1,000. Now who owns it? The buyer. But where's the goods? The goods are still by the seller. The seller's going to neglect the goods now. What's going to happen? The fire's going to break out. The fire's going to burn everything. And he's going to come to him and tell him, sorry, you know, your stuff got burnt. I don't know what to tell you. You know, you bought it already. So the rabbis instituted that the kinyan is not consummated until he actually makes meshicha and brings the items. Otherwise, nobody's going to want to buy anything. Why should I pay? And it's still in your possession. Now I'm on the hook. Because you're not going to protect my goods. So therefore, they added meshicha. So according to Yohanan, meshicha is kinyan. The Rabbanan. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yohanan, the Amar Repirik HaZahav, Devar Torah Ma'ot Konot. Kedah Ashkehan Gabi Ekdesh, V'natan HaKesef HaKambo. Good. Money is Konet. Amar Lecha Manitin, Lo Tishilan De Tekatat Rabbanan Ketan, Itan De Manitin, She'akru Chachamim Kinyan Ma'ot. They uprooted Ma'ot. Why? Ve'amru, Lo Tekne La Meshicha Gezera, She'miyumru Lo Nisrifu Hittecha Ba'aliyah. The guy's going to say, sorry, your wheat got burnt in the attic. Therefore, they said the kinyan is not hal until you actually make a meshicha. Okay, further in the Gemara. And now we get to the kinyan agav. Nechasim she'en laim aharayut. So we said portable items could be niknit. How do we say in the Mishnah? Either a meshicha, we said. But if you're buying property and you made the kinyan on the property with kesef shtar and hazakah, the movables move along with it. Minah Nemileh, how do you know this? Right, whenever you see Minah Nemileh, we're looking for a biblical scriptural source. Amen Chizkiyah Damar Kera Vayitin Lahem Avihem Matanot. Their father gave them gifts. This is talking about the sons of Yehoshaphat. Okay, the king, he gave his sons gifts. Im Arem Mitzurot Bihuda. Oh, gave him gifts with the cities of Yehuda. So it's masra, the gifts, which are portable items, were niknit with the cities. Meaning if they gave, they made a kinyan on the cities. And with the cities came the portable goods. So you see what? You make a kinyan on the goods, on the cities, and everything else goes with it. So comes the Gemara and says, question. Ibailu. Bainan Sivurim Olo. Okay, Shayla. How does Kinyan Agav work? Does the portable items have to be on the field? So then you say what? I bought the field. So therefore, whatever's on the field also, I'm kone. Or we say, no, it's got to be on the field. I could be kone the field over here, and the portables are somewhere else, and once I make a kinyan on the field, whatever else the guy wants to sell me is, wherever they may be, goes along with it. Now, really, what's the depth of this question? Because we have to understand the question. L'chaura, what's the she'ena? If it's on the field, we have a general rule that a person's hatser is kone. So you don't need kinyan agav for that. Which is, if it's on the field already, and I bought the field, so it's my field now. It's the law. Whatever's on my field, it's like we said. Somebody throws an item into your field, right? And you have kavanah. The kinyan, the hatzer is koneh, right? So if what's the she'ela? Of course, this must be talking about where it's somewhere else. What's the sad to say that it's on the field itself? I don't need kinyan agav for that. So you do need kinyan agav. Maybe why? Because maybe that which we say that a person's hatzer is koneh is when the hatzer is his already. And now you throw something in it. But simultaneously, that you're selling him the field with the portables on it, who says? Which means that's already you need a kinyan agav for that. So therefore, right, so therefore it's right, maybe he's going to take his goods. So therefore, the Kemara's question is, how does kinyan agav work? Does it work where the portables were on the field already and you bought the field? And it's not a regular kinyan hasid, because here everything's happening simultaneously. Or do we say even it's talking about where it's somewhere else? Good? So Kemara says, okay, we have to find this answer out. Amar Rabbi Yosef Tashema, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Karka Kolsiu, the smallest piece of karka, Hayevet Bapea. What's Pea? You leave the corners, no? V'ra'anim. Over Bikurim. What's Bikurim? First fruits. You take first fruits, you gotta put it in a basket, take them to Yerushalayim. I don't care how big your fruit is. V'lichtov ala perosbol. Remember, we learned in Masechet Gittin that Hillel was metaken a prosbol. What does that do? Okay. Shemitah comes along and cancels out all debts. Whatever you owe, Shemitah cancels. You ain't got to pay. What was happening? Nobody was lending any money anymore. So therefore, Hillel was mitaken this concept called the prosbol that says what? That all the money is really owed to the Beit Din, therefore he can still collect. Okay, Beit Din's collecting now, so therefore he can collect. But what? Hillel only made the prosbol in a common case. Rabbis only make takanot in common situations. What's a common way people loan money? People loan money usually to people that have fields, so they can collect their money back. But normal people are not going to lend money if the borrower doesn't have a property. Hillel did not mitakim prosbol for loans that were given where the borrower did not have property. Okay? So therefore, that's a very important law to remember, that if the borrower doesn't have property, prosbol is not going to help them. They will never take enough for that. So therefore, the Hadush of the Gemara is, even if the borrower has a tiny little morsel of karka, prosbol can affects him. Which is, he doesn't have to have a field commensurate to the loan. The loan's $1 million, he doesn't have to have $1 million worth of field. Even if he has one little piece of karka, so the malve is protected now to Hillel's takana of prosbol. That's what it means. V'lechtov alav prosbol. Even if it's a small parcel, look at that sheet. V'lechtov alav prosbol, damrim masikit gittin, en kodvim perosbol, ela ala karka. V'im yesh karka kol shu lelove, if the love has even a small parcel of land, kodvim alav prosbol, af mechov gadol. Even if the chov is larger than the piece of land, v'shuv lo teshmetenu shvei techit tikun nilel prosbol. When Hillel made it takana prosbol, as she'abud karkaot tikun de malve mitzuyahi. He made it on common cases that a malve lends money in a common case where the love has property. So today, when they write a prosbol, what they usually do, the malve who's trying to protect himself writes in the prosbol, and if the love doesn't have any karka, I am gifting him a small parcel of karka, so he'll have karka. So therefore, I'm protected. So therefore,
Yeah, he doesn't want the Dover to come later on and say, oh, by the way, I had no karka, so the plus ball doesn't work, and see you later. No, by the way, I gifted you karka. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Vinukt, oh, and the smallest parcel of land, what else does it do? Vinuknot iman nichasim she'en nehem aharayut. Which means once you have a small piece of land, it can drag portables. That once you kone the small parcel, it drags portable items. So the Gemara says, "V'i amar ba'in and siburim." If you tell me that the portables have to be on the field itself, kolshu lemay hazi. What could you put on a kolshu piece of land? If the piece of land is a square inch, so what could you be kone? It must be the portables or somewhere else, not on the field. So what could you fit on a small piece of land of a kolshu? Gemara says, "Targema, targuma, Rav Shmuel bar Bisna, kamed Rav Yosef kegon." Shenaatzba mahat. Yeah, a needle.
Nice.
Now that's strange. That becomes the case of the Mishnah. In the case of Kinyan, Agav is talking about where a guy has a small piece of. That's what this Braita is telling me, at least. Have a small little piece of land, and there's a little needle on the land, so you can acquire the needle via the land. That's what this Braita is saying. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Yosef, Kabbastan. Kabbastan, she says, Si'artani, you're giving me pain from this. Ikhfal tana la'ashmi'in an mahat. You tell me the tana over here went out of his way to tell me how to acquire a needle? Maybe that doesn't make any sense. You're telling me whether well, for such a small type of guy. Hutzrak tana litroa ulashmi'a kinyanim mahatim. Which means that if you have a karka kolshu, you should know. There's an advantage to have a karka kolshu. You could be kone, the needles on the karka. Man, he says that. That's what the Tanakh comes to teach you. What kind of kinyan is that? Kinyan mahatim. Because that's a. Bastan. Sa'artani. So Amar Rav Asher. So Rav Asher, what are you talking about? Man le malan de lo tala ba marganita. Who told you that on this needle there's not hanging a pearl? The Shavya. Alfa Zuzi. That's worth thousands of Zuzi, which means who told you what type of needle it is? Maybe it's an expensive needle. That's what the Tanakh is telling you. You could acquire a big item. A small property. So therefore, from this, so far, you have no proof. You could say it's only talking about on the field itself. You have no idea that you can acquire portables that are somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Okay? Continue. Tashema. Amar bi el Azar. Ma'asib bi midune ehad. Midune, a fellow from Midune. Midune is a place. Shaya Birushalayim, the guy, the Midune guy was in Yerushalayim. Shayulo metaltelin herbe. A lot of goods, a lot of stuff. Metaltelin. Ubikesh letanam bimatana. He wanted to gift it to somebody. Amru lo, en lo takana. How are you going to gift it? You have no takana. Ad chi yiknem al gabbe karka. You gotta be makne them through karka. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Halach ve'lakach bet sela samuch lirushalayim. He went, he bought a property the size of a sela. Sela is a coin. The size of a quarter. He went, a tiny little property. The amar. And he said, sifuni ze lifloni. This property over here, I'm giving it to Ploni, ve'imo, and with it, me'atzon, u'me'ahabiyot, right? And all the movables with it. So what he do is, he gave him the karka, okay? Now once the guy acquired the karka, he acquired all the metaltin as well. So what do you see over here? Vemet. And then the guy died. Ve'kimu et devaraf. And the rabbi said, it's good. It's been transferred. So what do you see? The Amart Bain and Siburim. If you have to say that the on the field itself, piled up on the field, Bet Sela Lemay Hazir. What could you fit on a field the size of a coin? So the Gemara says, Misa Var Bet Sela? Sela Mamash? What you thought when it said Bet Sela means a field the size of a coin? Doesn't mean that. My sela dinafish tuba was a big humongous field. So why'd you call it a field of a sela? The kasheke sela. It wasn't plantable. It was like a rocky land. So therefore they called it Sela because it had the properties of a Sela, but it wasn't the size of a Sela. Therefore, I'll tell you what, the story was, the guy came, how am I going to give this? I didn't know, but give it to my guy the field. So what did he do? He gave it to my guy the field, and the stuff was on the field. So the guy made a kinyan on the field, and it was kodeh whatever was on the field itself. So you have no raya that it can be off the field still. Okay? Good. Now, Stam is a question on this story, which the Gemara is going to ask in a second. What do you mean they told there's no takana? Let him make mishicha on the animals. There's no takana. And portables, we said mishicha. Let him make kinyan halipin. Halipin also works by metaltanin, which means let the guy that's buying the field, or buying the metaltanin, give a handkerchief, right? The seller picks up the handkerchief. When he picks up the handkerchief, his stuff is transferred. So they told him, you have no way to transfer this item except to what if you want. Well, you know, no way. There's other ways. So we'll see why they told me you have no other way. Okay? Okay, continue. Tashema, Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Ma'ase be'adam ehad shehala b'Yerushalayim. There was a fellow that got sick in Yerushalayim. Kirabi Eliezer. Either he was sick, according to the Bili, or is it? The Amri La Bari Hayan. Some say he was healthy. Kirabanan. Well, let's review a machlok, a famous machlok that we've studied a few times already. Regarding a Shechiv Merah. Shechiv Merah is a guy in his deathbed. So there's a shita out there, that's the shita of the rabbis that say his words are considered as if they are written. When he's on his deathbed, give this to this guy, give that to that guy. That's the shita of Hakamim. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds, even the Shechiv Merah, his words are not binding until he actually writes them down. So look at this Rashi now. Shehala b'Yerushalayim. The guy got sick in Jerusalem. Uman detani hala. If you're learning the case, was talking about the guy got sick. Savala Rabbi Eliezer amar bevav batra. Ehad bari ve'had mesukan en debarav kayamim b'dibur. Ela b'kinyan, he's got to actually make a kinyan. Because the Mira doesn't hold that his business of Shechiv Merah's words are considered binding. Which is what happened. According to me, is in a case where there was a guy that was sick in Jerusalem. Okay? He had a lot of stuff, he wanted to give the stuff over to somebody else. So they told him that, okay, you got to get fields involved. Because just to gift it over verbally, according to Bidezer, doesn't work. Because he also, the words of Shechiv Merah are not binding. So how is he going to give it over? So he said, they told me, you got to get a field, give over the, right over the field to the guy, and I gave the field, he'll kone all the stuff. And according to the Hakamim, the case was talking about where he was healthy. Because if he was not healthy, if he was sick, then the Hakamim would say, just let him say, take it. Because taking it is like, being makneh. So either he was sick according to the Bidi, is it even sick? But according to the Baran, the case told him he was healthy. Either case, which means the kinyan of dibur will not work. Okay, now what happens? Get the story. A lot of movables. He wanted to give it as a gift to his friend, whatever it is. And listen, the only takana is attach him to fields, and that's the way you can transfer it. So what happened? Ma'asa halach velakach bet roba samuch Yerushalayim. He bought a little area, bet roba, small little area that you can only plant a quarter of a kav. It's a small property, small. Amar tefach al tefach lefloni. So what did he do? He said tefach al tefach. This field over here, Tefa al Tefa, I'm giving as a gift to so and so. Ve'emo, and with it, me'at son, u me'ah habiyot. With it, 100 son, 100 habiyot. Umet, then he died. Ve'kimu hachemim b'devarav. And the rabbi said, it's transferred. That's the Gemara's point. The Amrina, the Amar Bainan Siburim. If you tell me that the item's got to be on the field itself, Tefah, Tefah, Le Maichazi, what could you put on the Tefah and Tefah? Good question?
Yes.
Gemara Sadan. Hachav Ma'askinan Lidme. What was it talking about? he had the value of 100 barrels and 100 sun.
Coins.
It was coins. So the coins you can put on the field. But, which means, I'll tell you, the kinyan agav's got to be on the field itself. So you kone the field, you kone the coins. So you can fit coins. Right? There's a stack of money. Put on a tefah, tefah. So Gemara says, Hakanam and Mistabra. Makes sense to say it was money that he was trying to transfer over. Because if you want to say that it was talking about actual movable items, nikninu nihale b'halipin. How come he just didn't make halipin? Which is, what did they tell him? You have no options. One of the ways to transfer movables is what? Let the seller give a handkerchief to the buyer. Right? I'm sorry, let the buyer give a handkerchief to the seller. The seller picks up the handkerchief and the items are transferred. But you can't transfer money with halipin. No, you can't transfer money with halipin. So the Gemara says, it makes sense that we're talking about over here money. Because if you weren't talking about money, the rabbis would have told them, just make a halipin. Oh, so must be talking about the money. So the Gemara says, wait. Ve'elamai, lidme? Okay, so we're talking about money? Nikninu nihale b'mshikha. I don't know what you're talking about. Just give them the money.
Yeah.
How do you acquire money? M'shikha. What are you making a whole confusing? Give him a field that I gave the field. You tell me it's money, right? And it makes sense to talk about money. Because that's why he didn't give him the option of hadipin. I was like, Baruch, just give him the Meshicha. He goes, Ela deletele mekabel. El the Pshad is, you know why I couldn't give it to him? Because the guy wasn't there. The receiver was not there. The mekabel matera. So here also, so therefore, you can't ask me a question, oh, it makes sense it was talking about money. You know why it makes sense it was talking about money? Because it was talking about the items themselves. How come it didn't come in Meshicha? Also, it's talking about money. So money, let him, I'm sorry, why didn't he make halipin? So he's saying, oh, because it's money, that's why he can make halipin. Come on, it makes sense to say that. You know why? Because he was talking about the items themselves. Why didn't he just make Meshicha? No, he wasn't there. Oh, so once he wasn't there, so then already, you know, your first answer now falls off as well, that you're telling me it's talking about, it makes sense that it was talking about money. Because why? Because he wouldn't make Meshicha. The reason why he didn't make Meshicha is because he wasn't there. So therefore, again, the Gemara's, let's just review where we're holding over. The Gemara's case was, they told me, you have no options, my friend. The only way you can get this movable sign over is give him a field, and I gave the field. So go, and it was a tiny little field, tefa al tefa, right? So they told him, oh, so what do you see over here? And he had a son, and this, all the stuff, me'ahabiyot. And when he died, they validated the sale. So they tell him, oh, must be what? Doesn't have to be on the field itself, because you can't fit it. Can't fit all the stuff on a little tiny field. Because, I was talking about the money. Money you could fit. It makes sense it was talking about money. You know why it makes sense talking about money? Because we're talking about the field itself. Let him make a halipin. It's the first question. Let him make a halipin. Because you can't make a halipin on money. Right, so therefore, from the fact you see what, that they didn't give him the option of halipin, must be was talking about money, beautiful, and the money could fit on the field. So comes again what I said, hold it. Why didn't you make Meshicha then? Money, you can, Ella, you're going to tell me what, you know why you didn't make Meshicha on the money? Because he wasn't there. So if he wasn't there, I could tell you the case was talking about, it was actual items itself, and the reason why you couldn't make Meshicha was talking about because he wasn't there, and you see a proof from over here, I can tell you that, you know, the Kenyan Agav works even when it doesn't fit on the field.
Correct.
So Gemara says, okay, Viniskinu Niale Agav Acher. Oh,
he can't be the Meshicha.
Okay, he can't make the Meshicha because he's not there. Let somebody else make the Meshicha for him. Don't we have a rule? Zachin Adam Shelo Pefanav, not the Halipin. Let him make, the guy's not there to make Halipin. So therefore, let Meshicha, he's not there to make Meshicha. So why don't you make Meshicha to a third party? Just get a guy
do me a favor, I want to transfer these items to Mr. Ploni. Here, take them, make Meshika. And we have a rule. Zachin Adam Shlo Befana. I'm going to make the Meshika. Gemara says, Lo Samcha Da'ate. He don't trust. Why? Savar Shamid Ve'achil Lehu. Listen, he thinks the guy's going to take it for himself. So therefore, he's not so Samech Da'at to give it to another guy. But she says, Lo Samcha Da'ate. Tehan Noten. He didn't trust the people over there. Limsora metaltelin. There's a metaltelin biyado. Vayam mekayman bebeto. Right. So Gemara says ve'ela mai en lo takana, which is what does it mean en lo takana? Which means you can't say there's no takana because really his option is give it to somebody else and trust him.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can do this over here is
right. I said en lo takana.
Why the only way? Trust the guy and let him make a mashiga. So the Gemara says, "My eno takana." Hachikama lemay delo samcha darte. If you have a guy that doesn't trust, eno takana ad sheiknem al gabe karka. Your only option is what? If you give it al gabe karka. And what's the maskana of the Gemara then? What comes out of the maskana? You have no proof. Because I can tell you, we're talking about over here money. And the money was on the field.
And the guy was there.
Right? And the guy, no, the money was on the field. Therefore, it's no problem. Or I could say, we're talking about metalteen themselves that were not on the field. And it doesn't work. Which means, bottom line from this story, what comes out? Let's just review what comes out from the story. I can either say it was the money. If it was money, it got to be on the field itself. Uh-huh. It can be on the field itself. You have no ra'ayah. Correct? You have no ra'ayah for somewhere else. Exactly. So he writes over the sikum me'ma'aseh shevi rav. En efsharut la'akhriya ta safek. Im ha'metaltin tzirikim niyot tzivurim bekarka, niknit notzorek inyan agav. Ki mitzad ehad, yitachet she'ma'aseh be'matramaot.
Or
b'shivui she'me'at son, it was worth that, it was on the field itself. V'amarot ayu sivurot b'oto pisat karka, tef al tef. Mitzad sheni, gam menocha sheken haya ma'aseh. V'yitachin shechim edva b'matrat ha'metatlin atzmam, shebevaday lo ayu tzivurim bekarka. V'af al pichen, niknu b'kinyan agav.
It's possible.
So it's possible, you have no ra'ya. Why don't you have ra'ya? Because you tell me it's got to be money. Why has it got to be money? Because if it wasn't money, they would have made a halipin. The guy wasn't there to make a halipin. So therefore, the guy wasn't there. So therefore, he couldn't do halipin. He couldn't do meshicha. So I could tell you, it could be the property was here. He gave it to him as a gift. Now the question is, how did he give it to him as a gift? Of course, so how did he give that over?
The field.
The field. Amen. Amen.